I believe right now. I'll go and check it on the outside world.
Excellent.
Okay.
I like the sounds of that.
No, just go right ahead. No, we're waiting for one person. Yeah, we don't have, thanks Judy.
Thanks Judy.
You're welcome. No, Friday, not tomorrow.
Enjoy tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Got it for Angela.
Actually, they're very good.
Are they? Would you like one?
No, thank you.
I have a drink, or I would. So I don't get a scratchy throat. Thank you.
So what we'll need to do is we'll have
just mute us all.
You are muted.
Hey.
You are unmuted.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, sorry I'm late.
Hey, I'm ecstatic that you're here. Thank you.
My computer is still restarting, so I am on my phone today.
Okay.
Is that your laptop?
My laptop, I'm muted.
It's not mine, but it's coming from one of those two.
Talking.
Okay, I'm talking so Mike can find me.
Yeah, you'll hear it through the system.
I'm echoing all over the place, Angela.
You sound just fine here.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
Okay.
With the...
Oh, use the microphone, and when you want to talk, you push the button.
There we are.
Hello. Testing 1, 2, 3. Am I
there? You go.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
That's on.
Okay. Perfect.
Time for the...
What?
Interrogation?
Oh, boy. Come on now, Patty.
So when you're through with me, I can go. Is that correct?
Oh,
well, that sounds not very nice.
You can go if you'd like, or you can stay if you would like.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
thank you.
I did miss you. My brain goes...
Patty Oliver.
Patty. Oh, nice to meet you.
Patricia, but I go by Patty.
There you go. Okay. Good to meet you.
Okay, we are ready.
Hallelujah. Okay. Did you push the start button to record us?
These just fog up. I don't know what the heck is wrong. Except that this particular one is just...
Granicus is recording, right? Okay.
Really?
Yes,
okay.
We are good to go.
All righty.
Maybe I got it up into my eyes far enough.
Yeah.
Of course, I can't see, but I'm kidding.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open this meeting of the 60-plus Activity Centers Advisory Committee. It is 2:34, and that is early compared to the problems we've been having for the last couple of months. 2:34 on Wednesday, November the 10th. And ignore that, it's too far away for me to reach it. Okay, do we have any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Oh, I gotta do roll.
agenda. So we did a roll call real quick. Baloski?
Yes.
Baloski. Sorry. It's number two today for hacking names. all right. Pat is here. McCormack?
Here.
Osborne, absent.
Yeah, he's definitely excused.
Angela?
I was waiting. Yes, here. Payette.
I'm sorry, I'm
like
terrible.
Like in Idaho.
Nobody gets it right.
That's how my last name is, too. Here's an easy one. Way.
Here. I'm all here.
All right. And then do we have Hall or on the phone? Or Botello? I don't believe so. Okay.
And we do have a quorum, so we can have a meeting.
We do have a quorum.
Okay, any additions to the agenda? I have one. We have Patty here, an individual who's interested in becoming a member of the advisory committee. So let's go ahead and put that in next, so that if she would like to leave, then she will be free to leave. You all have her in the packet Mike sent out. You have her application. Okay. And we'll spend just a moment looking through this. And then we will go ahead and ask her any questions. And then if you have any questions for us, you're free to ask them. And then you can stay or go. Yes, Bryn? Can I make a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting as written?
Oh, yeah, we do need to. We skipped over the approval of the minutes. Sorry.
I know that, but I added this in so that Patty could go early if she wanted. This is the minutes from the last meeting.
Yeah, so we need to do the approval of the minutes first, and then we can.
From the August and the September, it looks like.
We can, and then once we get into the discussion items, we can move.
Okay.
We can move Patty to the top of the list for the discussion items.
So I make a motion to approve the August 21st and September 27th, 2021 minutes as written. Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. There was something that I needed to change, but it probably wasn't a big deal. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving the August 23rd, 2021 and September 27th, 2021 meeting minutes, raise your hand.
Pat, are you
approving the minutes?
Approving or?
I'm having a hard time hearing, Anne. Can you move the microphone closer to you?
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes that are attached to the agenda. All those in favor, raise your hand. Okay, there we go. Motion has passed. Yay. Thank you. Now can we talk to Patty?
Yes, now we can move forward.
All righty. Anyone else have any questions that they would like to ask Patty?
Was it on Patty's application that she knew sign language? Patty, do you know sign language?
No, she knows ESL. English is a second language.
Okay.
ESL is American Sign Language. One of those acronyms.
Yes. I thought I had read that, though, somewhere. But apparently not.
That's okay. There's a question on the application, Patty. It says, would you make decisions based on the facts and standards, even though you may not agree with the ultimate decision? And you said, yes, but I will express my reason for any disagreement. Can you just give us an example of when that did happen?
Oh, goodness, I can't think of anything except maybe when the Transportation Committee, what I'm saying is if there's a discussion going on, and there are two views or more, I would probably say what mine was and why is what I meant by that. I wouldn't just sit there, you know, I would get involved.
Oh, good. Well, that's what I assumed it was. I just wanted to hear you talk about that.
I have to excuse the application. I was probably in the hospital about that time trying to get it done.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad to hear that because personally, as a chair, I like it when people participate in the discussions, even though they may not agree with what sounds like is the going
position. I don't like to argue, but I will discuss.
Good.
And then once a decision has been made,
that's it.
You will support that. You won't say, well, I disagreed, but.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent.
Perfect.
We disagree a lot.
We do.
But we do come to decisions.
Well, I would want to know something about it before I would get, I might ask questions. But if I didn't understand it, no, I'd want to know more before I said anything. I mean,
yeah, it makes sense.
Almost anything I do, I delve into research or.
That's exactly the way I am. I want to understand it better before I stick both feet in.
I just don't like to get in politics. Everybody's screaming.
No, there's no screaming allowed around here.
I wouldn't imagine so, or hope not.
You've just had so many interesting experiences here.
Yes, I have.
Wow.
So, Patty, you know, I don't have a vote on the committee. I'm just a city liaison. Why don't, you know, we all have your resume, but why don't you just kind of give us an explanation of, you know, a little bit of who you are, snapshot, where you're from, and involvement with the 60-plus center in the past, and what is it, I guess, what in you're engaged into with programs and stuff?
I was born in Portland, raised in Hermiston in eastern Oregon, exposed to the radiation and so forth and so on. I've had a lot of experiences, but I will perhaps start with what is closest to my heart, and that is working with other cultures. I dearly love it. The year that my husband and I spent in Mexico City working with Northwest medical teams. We weren't medics, but I was in charge of all the groups and everything. We did not speak Spanish when we went, so it was a really learning experience. But that was the most gratifying year, I would say, of my life. And I had hoped to get involved in this community because I like to volunteer, I like to help people. And unfortunately, I was hurt and I'm still recovering that to some extent. But I was hoping even to get involved with some of the local Latinos and or those that needed help with the language. That's where my heart really is. And I have been a travel agent, so I've traveled some. I loved that. I've renovated buildings. I have supervised a subdivision, at least working with the contractors in Vancouver. I've been a bookkeeper. I've always called myself a jack of all trades, master of none. I'm very adaptable and flexible, and I pick things up quite quickly. I don't know what else, and I love my family, and I love my friends, and I love this community. What else can I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How much have you been involved with the 60 Plus Center to date?
How long what?
How much have you been involved with the 60 Plus Center to date?
How familiar are you with the 60 Plus Center?
Familiar with what? I'm not hearing.
The 60 Plus Activity Center.
Well, I was quite active in it until I couldn't be. And then, of course, I've since the pool has started, I've been working out at the pool a lot to due to an injury, but until COVID hit, you know, I was relatively new to the community and anxious to meet new people and get involved in the community, and then the virus hit. Mm-hmm. But I was taking the photography class, the watercolor class. I started to do the wee bowling. And I often went in and chatted with Dee and Peggy.
Okay.
And I had hoped to lead a day tour sometime. In fact, I'd worked up a couple, and then, of course, that went bye-bye with everything. I think the community is so fortunate to have one. Mm-hmm. You know, it is a great service.
Okay. Thank you.
I think Patty would be excellent on the committee that does the outreach to the community. I would love to have her on my committee.
I was thinking the same thing.
Excuse me. Having been a real estate agent, especially in a rural community in Monmouth, I'm familiar with, I don't remember them all, but I'm saying I had to be familiar with the land laws and doing a lot of research in that aspect too, and knowing what the community needed. And I was very active in Monmouth.
Increasing racial and social diversity has been one of the goals of our committee for a long time. Is that, it sounds like that's something
that's,
you would
that's
be very
where my heart is.
In. Right. Mm-hmm. You're hired.
Oh, and I've read blueprints and, you know, you name it, I've done it. But I think the most gratifying year was working with the poor communities in Mexico City.
That would be different. Most definitely different. Pat, do you have any questions for Patty?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Patty, do you have any questions for us?
No, I'm just on the learning edge. Because everything, you know, when I got here, I've been here now just exactly 3 years, but I was recovering from an injury and just getting to know people, and everything was closed. So mm-hmm. It's been kind of difficult to get to know people. Even where I live, nobody comes out of their room and does anything because of the virus. I was very grateful for the pool, and I met a really great friend there, and since both of us had been vaccinated and had similar interests, I've been able to do things with her, Pearl Halsey. They own the fish market down there. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking for more things. Okay. And I did community work when I was in, almost 2 years in Lincoln City. Another gentleman who was a veteran and I were appalled at the way the veterans in Lincoln County were treated. Mm-hmm. So we spent a year doing research, finding any outlet that would help them, not just the veterans. And then I did a directory for them. And then I got involved in the transportation committee. And then everything just stopped, obviously.
Screeching halt. Yes.
But. So I'm not familiar with this council. You know, I read the paper and that's it. And I was going to be involved in the Fishermen's Wives because I know that they do a lot. Well, then, not my fault, but the old injury, I had a new injury, which I had to have surgery exactly a year ago. So I'm, you know, going through therapy to take care of that. But it will be. I think you'll find me that I err on the positive side more than the negative.
Oh, good.
My pet peeve. So I don't know enough to really ask you the questions, except, I'm glad to meet you. And I'm looking for things to open up. And I'm excited about what little I know about the new senior center. And I definitely see a need for it. It's a great senior center, but it isn't big enough. And there's no parking.
The same issues we've dealt with
that's
forever.
That's a big project, and that's all I know about it.
It is.
But when I heard about it, I said, I'd like to be involved.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad that you have persisted with contacting me, and I've contacted you, and contacting Judy. And I was to call you the last couple of days and ask you to be sure and be here, and my phone wasn't working at home because we live right across from the airport.
I had problems with mine, too.
Not being able to use the phone at all except for to play games. It was just really frustrating. And then I had surgery on Monday, so I'm so glad. I knew Judy was going to contact you, so I had my fingers crossed that even though I told Mike I would contact you again, you would
get it. Is there anything else that I can answer?
I don't think so. So let me tell you the process now.
Okay.
If you stay, that is fine. If you go, that is fine too. But we will vote on you when you're not present and make that decision. And then Mike will tell the people here in City Hall and they will send you a letter and say, hey, it was a yes or no, it was a no. I can't anticipate that's going to be the answer. And then you can start attending. This is not a regular meeting for us. As you probably noticed, we were approving minutes for other months because we didn't have a quorum. We've had all kinds of strange things happening and not having a quorum. So we've kind of been stuck. And now today we will actually be able to get some work done. So our regular meeting is the fourth Monday of the month at 2:30 in this room. If you want to participate from home, if you have a computer, you can participate
with Zoom. Writer too.
or you can participate on your phone, or you can come here.
May I ask you, before we go, what are your plans to date regarding the senior center?
Well,
I mean, what are the what's the ground?
That's a loaded question.
That is a humongous question. What I can tell you is, we're going to be working on goals today, but are you talking specifically about the building, the facility?
Well, whatever you have in mind for, let's say, the senior center in this community.
Well,
I know that we have one here that's wonderful, but it's small and there's no parking. And the plans are, and the things they come up for the seniors to do are wonderful. I have no complaints except for the size, of course, and I know that from talking to Dee that you would like to do something and that you can't build, and I knew that, you can't add anything on top of that building. I've done enough building work to know that that's not possible. So what do you plan to start with? And
okay.
We're actually going to be going over the goals, I think,
today.
Right now, if you'd like to.
I'll stay for a little while.
Yeah. Okay.
It's hard for me to sit for a long time.
Yeah. Well, you're free to stand up.
My leg, but
if you need to do that. Yeah. Or if you need to move to one of those chairs or whatever you need to do to be comfortable.
This is great, if it's okay.
Okay, so we will move on then.
Well, I do want to, for you to understand the committee and the role that this committee plays for the 60 Plus Center. This is the opportunity. You guys represent the community. You represent the public on a small scale. And so you guys help city staff, whether it's the supervisor at the building, myself as the department director, city admin, and even communication to city council in regards to policies, procedures that you guys would like to see done in pertaining to the 60 Plus Center, projects. And a lot of this stuff is all driven from the goals that the committees make each year. And some are short-term goals can be accomplished in a year. Some are 2 to 5 year goals also. And you'll see as we go through the goals, there's ideas of the expansion of the building itself, the footprint, finding potentially a new building, stuff in regards to adding or building back programs after COVID-19. Policies, facility policies, and going through and assisting staff and reviewing. So this committee is awesome in regards to little subgroups. Like Angela kind of already said, there's a lot of groups within the committee that are working on different goals and projects to assist. So that's kind of the direction and the push of this committee, purpose of this committee, is working with staff, but also kind of guiding staff for what the public wants to see.
So are you evaluating the feasibility of continuing at the center now? And or is your goal perhaps to enlarge, maybe move? You couldn't enlarge there. Is that what your primary goal is at this point?
That's not the primary goal. We have 5 goals, and none of them are more important than any other goal. What I can tell you is I've been on that committee. There have been 2 of us working on it, and we have tried multiple times to get members excited about it and participating. We have an evaluation plan written up, a pretty nice evaluation plan, and we at this point in time, have not been able to get any members to come forward and say, I would like to help with this. And we need membership to participate. We need our partners in the community. I mean, there's a whole bunch of people who need to be part of it. But if we can't get members enticed to participate, we're not going to go anywhere.
That's interesting.
It's frustrating. From my point of view, it's incredibly frustrating. I did stop in. I've met with a bunch of different people. Well, I only met with one, but then there were a few other people I stopped in over there and just talked to some ladies and a gentleman that were in the lounge. I always call things the wrong thing, in the lounge. And they looked at me like I had maybe fallen off a turnip truck and hurt my head because they were kind of looking around like, where are all these people you're talking about? Who, what's going on here? And the goal was to either add on to the current building, even though we were pretty sure we couldn't do that. That's part of the goal because you have to work through the process. Buy another piece of property and renovate it, or buy a piece of land and build a new building. So it was a 3 to 5 year goal. And I think it was a fantastic goal and really exciting. But after talking to people, their thoughts are just hold your horses. We can't do anything right now. We're not overflowing. We're not having to take classes to other facilities because we're not having those classes. So Stu and I, that's one of the things we were going to present today during the goal discussion, was to put this goal not really on a permanent hold, but on a hold until COVID does whatever it does, and we start to have a lot of people come back, because there's not a lot of participation. What Dee would say to us is that there were a lot of elderly who were afraid to come back and start being active again. So if that's who we're serving and they're not coming back, we're not in need of a bigger building at this point in time.
I understand that. So now, doesn't this serve a large area? I mean, what do you go down to Yahats or?
It's primarily for people in Newport, but then South Beach, and actually people in Toledo. Anyone can come here. It doesn't matter where you live. Anyone can pay your membership and be a member. That part really doesn't matter. But it's primarily, and in our statistical information, it was based on Newport and South Beach area for numbers.
Okay. The reason I ask is because I've met so many people at the pool that come up here and at the senior center too that are out of the community.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was curious about that.
Yeah. Did I answer your question? Okay.
I think so. You're taking one your goal, and then you'll prioritize them and go from there.
Yeah, Stu and I was so disappointed when we talked about it. But if we can't get those we serve to come forward and want to participate, just to give us feedback, participate in a community meeting, to say, yes, no, you guys are nuts, or let's go, there is, to me, that says we're not ready for this right now. And if we're not having the building overflowing with people, we obviously don't need a bigger building. So one day, hopefully soon in the next couple of years, we'll be back up to having the same issues we were before of having to move classes away from the building itself, and then we can look at the prospect of that goal again.
Curiosity, does the city own the property that the gas station's on?
No, the city doesn't own it, and there's been some discussions looking into that parcel of land, so.
And we know the parking is a pain. It has been, I think I've been on the committee, I think this is like my ninth year or something like that, and it's always a problem. There's just, where are we going to get the space for more parking? There isn't space for us to get for more parking. So, yes, we consistently and constantly are discussing that issue. Ren.
I was curious, do you know what the status in terms of maintenance? We had last year, I believe, a lot of flooding in the year before the whole dance floor was flooded. How do we look for this year in terms of, Band-Aids or what has to be done to keep us above water, literally?
So the flooding issue downstairs, that's a bigger issue in regards to I've learned a lot since we drained the pool. The intersection right between, or the parking lot drive-through right between the 60-plus center and the rec center, that is like this god-awful traffic jam of wastewater and drain, clean water flowing down to the bay, and then, of course, just normal infrastructure. That's all, and it's just terrible intersection of just that causes issues, and that's why it's this low point, which is what eventually causes the flooding, because you have water that's actually coming up from the bay at one point while water's going down and coming from different directions. And so that's a bigger issue that's Public Works is on, and I have no idea when that'll get fixed. And I really haven't even looked into that, because it hasn't happened yet on my watch. And we're all just holding on for a ride right now with being short-staffed across the entire city. As in regards to the roof leaks right now, roof leaks, we have budget money in the current budget year for that. And actually, I think at the last city council meeting, there was approved the funding and for that vendor to take on that project. So that'll happen at some point. Expansion project, we last fiscal year received extra money that we needed from a budget standpoint to meet the costs. Like any project that happens nowadays, because of COVID, supply line issues, inflation on all pricing. So even the pricing that we had in our budget from a year ago might not even be suitable right now. And so that's why we increased the money, but now even a lot's changed in the last 6 months. You know, lumber used to be high, now lumber's down again, but metal's high. So, and wiring, and it's just a god-awful mess right now. But we do have the Second Street Entry expansion project put together also, and we have funds there. So that's kind of what we're looking at.
Thank you. Sounds good.
I have a question, just a strange one. But has it been your perception in the past that the older people come not so much for the classes, but in hopes of meeting more people their age?
Well, I don't think I can answer that, because I don't spend a lot of time just hanging out at the 60 plus center. Brand, do you? I mean,
as one of the teachers, I teach a lot of the exercise classes when we're there, and I'm doing them now on Zoom. Oh. There is a very important social aspect, and I think sometimes that will draw people in. Mm-hmm. But I think once they get there, they're going to discover a lot of the other things that are available.
I agree with that part.
But I think the social is something that is, you know, it's been very difficult, especially for the older population.
It is difficult. You know, I mean, I can, for one, can attest to that, because I moved here, you know, and was all excited about getting involved in these things, and then boom, the COVID, and even where I live, which is a great place, I don't even know the people where I live, because we don't have any functions now. And, you know, other than to say, hi, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't because of someone not trying, it's just that people are lethargic besides because of the COVID. And so I was just curious what you felt in the past when things were normal. More,
I think it's really both. And we're trying, you know, we're trying to kind of deal with both of those. We've moved some of the classes to Zoom.
Well, and you meet in classes too.
Right, right. And, you know, I think a lot of people's physical health has also deteriorated because they have not been doing the exercising and getting out. There's been less motivation, you know. So I think that the activity center is doing what they can and, you know, looking for, you know, new ways to connect, but I think it's going to be kind of a slow process.
Well, you notice that in the pool too. There's just, you know, now that it's open, you know, there was so much enthusiasm and people getting to know each other and the classes and just the pool is phenomenal. So I was just curious.
Well, I can address that only in saying that anytime I stop in, there's always, I have never been in the center when there hasn't been 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe a dozen people in the lounge. Some of them just talking, some of them playing Mahjong, some playing some kind of cards. There was an older guy taking a nap on the couch. I'm assuming that he brought his wife. So I don't know that for sure, but he looked awfully comfortable and he was snoring away. So, but I have never been over there when there hasn't been at least two, three people sitting in there communicating with each other. So I don't know if that answers question.
I agree with Bryn. I think it's probably a 50-50 split, I would imagine, where there's people that are drawn to the socializing part, and then mm-hmm. they learn about the programs and whether it's fitness. And then I think there's people that are the opposite. They came for the fitness or for the programming, mm-hmm. and then they're like, oh, there's a lot of amazing people here at this facility. So I think mm-hmm. it's a toss-up, and in the end, it's a beneficial piece.
That was the way it used to be when I first started.
Mm-hmm. We'll get back there. This group certainly hasn't, this committee hasn't given up that we will return to what we were or something better.
Okay, I'm sure you will.
Something better. Okay. We ready to move on?
Well, do you guys want Patty to step out for a second? We can do a vote and motion and move forward, and then she can come back in real quick.
Well, sure.
What would you like?
Sure, why don't
you? You want me to waddle out?
Yeah.
That's about how I feel anymore.
Stretch your legs, and I imagine it's only going to be like a minute or two, so.
You can even leave your bag. You don't need to take all your stuff unless you just want to.
We'll
might help with the waddling.
I'm learning to do steps. That's
oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, just for clarification, somebody did enter the meeting. I think it's CM, but I'm not 100% sure.
It is.
All right.
Hi, there. CM.
Sorry, I had a Zoom that went till 3.
Oh, it's okay, CM. I'm learning your phone number, so.
Get it out there.
Right? I know.
Okay.
Let me hide it now real quick. I was saying that. All right.
Ready. So do we have a motion to accept her application as a member of the 60-plus Activity Center?
That's Patty Oliver.
Patty Oliver.
I will make a motion that we accept Patty Oliver's application.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second. Second.
Okay. Bryn seconded. Okay, all those in favor of accepting Patty Oliver's application as a new member of the 60-plus advisory committee, raise your hand. Woohoo!
Yay.
Okay.
I'll just
okay, thanks, Bryn. That is wonderful. So Mike will go ahead and
start
do his magic.
And
do your magic.
Moving. Don't call it magic.
Oh, it's magic.
I wish I knew magic. I'd make all the problems in this world go away right now.
Maybe you need to practice more. And then maybe it would happen that way.
My 2-year-old and 4-year-old at home would love to see me practice some magic, so maybe I should do that.
Yeah. Welcome back, Patty. We have voted, and I am ecstatic, but I think I'm speaking for the others, that you are now going to be welcomed as a member of the 60-plus advisory committee. So you can't vote on anything today. Things have to be so official with government. So Mike will tell the people here at City Hall, and then they will send you a letter, and then it will be official.
Okay. And when do you anticipate, say, the first time the committee would get together?
I'm hoping that we can get it before the next November meeting, our normal Monday, November meeting, which
before the fourth
Monday in November, fourth Monday?
Fourth, so I think that's like the 22nd or 23rd.
That sounds right.
I believe. Should be in roughly 2 weeks.
Okay, yeah, I would want to have some idea because I have to set up more therapy appointments and they're out of town and so.
22nd.
22nd of November?
Mm-hmm, 2:30.
Okay.
So it's about 10 days away.
That shouldn't be a problem.
13, actually.
Okay.
Okay. All righty. But I'm glad you came back, and we'll be part of this discussion.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted. I'm anxious to get involved.
Me too. Glad to have you here.
Is that a slope there, rather than, or is it?
Yes,
there's a slope.
Yes. It's easier for me.
Oh, yes.
I know.
One of these days, I will be back where I was.
We will. It takes us a little longer to recuperate.
Oh, you have no idea.
Sadly, I do.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.
Nice to meet all of you.
Definitely.
You too.
So that is the 22nd at 2:30.
Yeah.
2:30. Yep. You'll get a email.
And yeah, Patty, just so you're familiar, you'll get an email from me the week prior. So next week you'll see an email come through with the agenda packet for the meetings.
So I can review it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you'll have everything there.
And this is where it'll
be. Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See you then.
All right. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Before we actually jump into the goals, I found this document in my folder and it is terribly, terribly outdated. I know my term ends next December in 2022, but it says that Angela's term ended in 20. Is yours also 2022?
I believe I received my letter last December. Yeah, so it would be 2022.
Okay. Marie's not here. Bryn, you also expired. Same thing?
I did, and I renewed and received an acceptance letter.
Okay.
Yes. Whoops.
So then, gosh, this is so outdated.
And so, I don't know. Yeah, I did update. Well, I'll let you run through that, and then
Then Stu, when does Stu expire? So Stu expired. Oh, he filled a position. That's why. So he actually expires 2021. So do you need to get in contact with and ask him if he wants to continue, or do you want me to?
The city will send out. So city admin will send out letters. They should be sending out letters. I can try to communicate with him, but they should be sending out letters confirming that they're expiring and if they want to renew their terms.
Okay. And then right here I have Bob Berman and Stu 2021. Okay, so that means
Bob was filling
somebody else. So Patty would be one of those. Okay. And then the next person who comes on would be the year after. Okay.
Correct.
Okay, excellent. Well, I looked at that and went, holy mollies, we need to double check this. Okay, thank you for letting me digress there just a tad bit. Okay, goal development. I think before we actually look at goal development, we need to look at this year's goals and see where we are. I met with Mike Thursday or Friday, mm-hmm. and we went through and with all the information everybody sent me, and thank you for that very much. I updated the form with Mike. So what we really need to decide is, so in this software that the city uses, you get green lights, which means you've done it, yellow lights, which means you've started it, and red lights if nothing has happened. So when you see it and see that some are green and yellow lights, like the goal number 5 that Stu and I have been working on, just because it has green lights, we are recommending that we put that on permanent temporary hold. So the light part of it, just ignore that. Oh, there it is, and thanks. Mike is sharing his screen.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
I was just waiting for mine.
So, like Ann said, it's a really great program that our IT department put together to show committees, departments, city council goals, Vision 2040. On here, this is fairly small print.
It is, but I can get my nose close enough to read it and my trifocals.
I'm trying to remember.
And the goal numbers are goofy in here, so don't panic about that.
Oops, not what I wanted. There we go.
On goal number one, we actually are working with both Albany and Corvallis Parks and Rec on their Walk with Ease programs. So we're doing that now, but that's going to, you know, continue hopefully to grow, but that's...
Okay,
yep.
So the question there then, is this one, it's a 2 to 5 year goal, so it's going to stay there as a goal?
Well, it's an ongoing thing. In other words, we can't just, okay, we did it, now we won't do it anymore.
Right.
So I would think it would be an ongoing goal. I mean, that's my opinion. I don't know how the
Okay, so we got that. Then the next question, and I so appreciated your detailed information. That was fabulous. Then we need to ask ourselves, are there other objectives that we can or should add to this? Or are the ones that we currently have going to be just fine?
Sorry, guys. I thought I was logged in here. Just maybe it
there it is.
Out.
No, it came back.
Yeah, to edit, though.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
In. I thought I was logged in.
Quick look at my notes here.
There we go. So yeah, so just reviewing, you know, Ann and I, we, like she said, we reviewed these last week and we did the best that we could to update them currently. Green means objective is complete over here. Yellow obviously means still in process. Then red means eliminated or no longer feasible. And then, or sorry, no, purple.
Not started.
Purple. Purple is not no longer available or not doable. And then red means it's not started.
Okay.
And so, you know, with number one, see if I can go in and edit. So there we have it. And I can carry the goals over to the next fiscal year because right now we don't have any goals established at all for the 22-23 year. Mm-hmm. We can carry these on, and like Ann just said, we can add more objectives if we've identified more objectives to it, or we can just leave the objectives as is and just continue on that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we don't have to carry any goals on based on how things have changed over the last fiscal year.
Well, as the committee member, my thought is that that should be continued. That we should be able to continue to add additional programs. So even though we added one or more programs this year, I think we should have that same goal again for the next group. So to add additional programs. And also we do have additional funding through NRPA, which is a 1 to 5 year grant, though we don't know really
Excellent.
What the scope of it's going to be, so we will be continuing to work with Samaritan. We were kind of on, kind of got held back in terms of really getting the Oregon, Connect Oregon or Unite Us actually live, and so I would say that a goal would be to, you know, to continue to work with that, and I'd also like to see us continue to get involved with Oregon Parks and Rec, and also the OSU group who are handling through, can't remember who's funding that, but they are working with Walk with Ease specifically on a state level.
Oh, with the OSU Extension Office?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is the state of Oregon.
Right.
It's kind of.
Is it through, I can't remember the initials.
So do we need a new objective then?
Oregon Cascades, what's Council of Governments?
That's right,
OCCWs,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
COG. Mm-hmm. And so I would like to see us, you know, get more involved with that side of things. We weren't really involved with the OSU side before. So that would be my recommendation for next year, for the next phase.
Okay. So then, oops.
So the goal right now is partnering with Samaritan Health Services and Department of Public Health to promote electronic health inquiry and provide information to patients about local evidence-based programs.
Department of Public Health is no longer involved, so I would say to partner with Samaritan and NRPA and OSU OSU Extension.
Okay.
So.
National Recreation. Said the other one was
OSU. They're not doing the electronics, so the other part of that is to they're promoting the OSU Extension is promoting, but they're not using Connect Oregon. They're using.
So then we would need a new objective.
Well, it's kind of part of the. It could be one of the tasks, I guess, within that objective. Well. I could take it home after this meeting and write a quick, knock out something real quick and just send it to the committee members for an okay, and I can get it back to you later today if that would be.
Yeah, I think that would be a good setup.
Yeah,
I'll try to take notes now and so we can have a somewhat of a blueprint, and then
once we get it, we can
probably sit down again and review and then finalize it and bring it back to the committee.
Okay, so it looks like goal one is going to stay. We're going to continue working on it with the possibility of adding a new objective. Okay, so goal two.
That was me also. The transit reliability promotion has kind of morphed also. Originally, we were looking at a volunteer driver program.
Mm-hmm.
We're now looking at supporting the work that Friends is doing, which is that Friends is the is a 501c3 financial supporter of the 60 plus center, and so we're trying to assist them in a in grants for a wheelchair accessible van, and the as a result, the volunteer driving program is going to morph into a program that has policy for wheelchair volunteer drivers for the wheelchair van and for the other van, and also a manual for people who use it. And I'm using what Portland did is kind of the basis that I'm using. Mm-hmm. They have a really good program for people who use their programs. So that's, and I'll put something together and get it to you later today, just to kind of put those into words. But that's kind of the general thought that I had. What is your, do you think we should continue that, or? What do you
think? As it's written, though, is the title of the goal what is going to be changed? That's what I think I'm hearing.
Well, Well, you know, it's very hard. I mean, reliability, I don't know. What is your accessibility?
Well, no, that's not what I meant. Where I thought this goal was that it was kind of going away,
mm-hmm.
and we were doing a new one.
Gotcha. Yes, I get you. Yep, you're right.
Okay, what is currently goal two, mm-hmm. is going away. We're not continuing it, but we're going to come up with something else in its place that's focusing on transportation.
Got it.
Okay.
You're absolutely right.
That's where I thought we were.
Yep.
Okay. Got that, Mike?
And again, I'll send the committee and Mike a copy of a draft.
Okay.
And I'm assuming, just from understanding's sake,
mm-hmm.
the goal title will change, like Ann just said.
The whole thing's going to change.
So even the objectives, the two objectives that are still in progress.
Yes, that's going to kind of go away because it's going to have a new look to it. So this goal is gone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The create a policy manual for the volunteer drivers, that's kind of a, that's, would still be included.
But it will be part of the new goal.
Yeah, it's not, yeah, because the volunteer drivers will be, not be people from the community that are driving, which is with the way it was originally
proposed.
That we'd go.
Yeah.
And instead, we're going to look at internal policies for people who are driving a vehicle which is owned by the city.
Okay. Okay, now I got you. Okay, well, I'll hold off then. I won't carry anything over.
The one will continue with updates. Okay, two is going away. Forgot to start writing down. Two is going away. Bryn is going to make recommendation. Okay. Alrighty, so goal three. That's the one that Stu and I were working on, and this is the one that we are recommending to the committee that we just put it to bed for now. Once COVID does whatever COVID's going to do and we get some semblance of normalcy again with activities, and we actually have the need, because currently we don't have a need for a bigger space, then we come back and take a look at something similar to this goal. Okay. The number, I think four is yours, Angela. I don't know. This numbering is so weird on here.
I know, this system is not.
We can't hear you, hon. It's okay.
There it is. Sorry about that.
Now I can hear you.
Yeah, yeah. I have it as goal four in, on my notes, but I see it's five on that document. Should we use five to be consistent?
No, we can use
with
four
that?
Because we're gonna.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Number four is fine.
Okay.
So on
okay,
here
that
is what
ongoing.
Looks like 25. Sorry.
Right, that is ongoing, and I have done a lot of work with that recently. And that one should be carried over.
Okay. Do you want it carried over exactly like it is, or are you thinking there are maybe some new objectives?
Well, can you scroll up so I can see what's on the, I'm not sure what is written down.
So, Angela, I just realized that at the top, this is just the goal information and objectives, and then there, when we, the system, you got to think that this was, this top part was inputted in 2021, as you can see right
okay.
here where my cursor is, and then we carried it over to the 21-22. So this
right.
is actually the current information here for the current fiscal year that we're in for the goal.
Okay.
The title of the goal
okay.
Is up here, but these
right.
are the current objectives.
Mm-hmm.
It's easily confusable the way this is laid out, the page itself, but this is the meat and potatoes of the objectives right here. These two are the ones in progress, and then the middle one is not started.
Okay. Yeah, the middle one is not yet. So why don't I just explain what I've been doing, and then maybe we can, you know, work on or add additional, but I've been researching the demographics of the population of Lincoln County and Newport and trying to identify those groups that we want, you know, there are segments of the community that we could reach out to try to get inclusion from. And I have went through nonprofit, they have a nonprofit list of nonprofits in Lincoln County, and I'm trying to identify from those sections that I have found, trying to get an organization like, and I'm just going to use NOW, which is an organization for women, and then just doing the research to find the segments of the community and then find a nonprofit to be able to reach out to and then possibly have a meeting in the future to see if there's some
need in that community that the 60 plus can fill. I've also started looking for holidays that the 60 plus can possibly build some type of, you know, I don't want to say party, but a gathering for, let's say, African American or Latino or and different holidays that we could work on. And when the new director gets there, hopefully we can set up some meetings that, you know, we could sit down with the heads of these different groups. And if there isn't a group, maybe we just try to identify leaders within the community that are going to be able to help us develop programs that are inclusive to, and I'll just briefly tell you some of the minority groups or organizations that I'm thinking of is Latino, Black African American, Native American, Asian, veteran, LGBTQ, women, homeless, and I also have the hearing impaired. I think when people get older, you know, maybe there's some type of program out there that we can teach basic sign language to families so that they can. What's that?
Can I jump in? Can I just correct some language just real quick? Just yes. Instead of hearing impaired, just say hard of hearing.
Hard of hearing. Okay. I'm writing it down now.
I didn't want to take you too far off your track, but I just wanted to make sure we were using accurate terminology.
Yes. No, I appreciate it. If there's anything else that you can think of or that I may have, you know, put out there in error, please let me know. So, but that's kind of where I'm at with this. I'm the only one on the committee right now, and I have been reaching out to some of the friends that I have that I think have connections within those communities. But I think it's really exciting to be able to visualize these things in the future. You know, I'm excited to be on this committee because there's just so much potential out there to develop these programs for our community.
Well, I think Patty's going to want to jump on this committee with you.
Yeah, I hope so. I like to see some other people. You know, when we start having meetings with the actual organizations that represent these different facets of Newport, I think it's important that there be an, you know, a director there, and that it's more than just me, because you know, I it's a huge project that needs more hands, but right now I'm just on the research side of it all, trying to figure out, you know, what we can do and who we can contact to move forward with it.
Sounds like you've done a lot of work. Both you and Brent have been busy bees.
Okay, so I just want to mention I'm still here, but I am out of battery, so I'm in the meeting, but not online anymore.
Okay, shouldn't have turned that other stupid computer off. Sorry about that, Brent.
So, Angela, are you suggesting that the goal as it is now with the three objectives is carried over and then maybe add in one more objective? It sounds like maybe like one of the objectives now is identify outreach strategies to the underserved community members. I can't tell if you've already started on it, is maybe identifying community stakeholders and leaders within these communities.
Correct.
Would that be maybe as partners? To accomplish?
Yes. That. Yes, I believe that, yeah.
Okay. I will carry the goal over, and then I will, so you guys don't have to watch me type as I try to word an objective, I will add the objective in later once we kind of get everything from Bryn, and I'll do it that way.
Okay, sounds good. And I think that was our last one.
Well, I have the goal about the policies and procedures.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Sorry. Yeah.
That's okay.
Since the system is not numbered, weird. My brain went weird too.
Yeah. And we're still waiting for the hiring of the director. I mean, we are prepared up to the point where we're just waiting for the 25. Director to sit down. And, yeah.
Okay.
Has the director been hired? I haven't heard.
No. So we are still going through the hiring process.
Okay.
And everything should be good besides the start date. So everything from what I... a conversation I had with HR on Monday. Everything's good to go besides us getting to the start date. So pretty much hired on except for that start date.
Okay.
Yay. So super excited.
Me too.
I'll bet you.
Yeah, so
many reasons.
Okay, so four of our goals are moving forward. Three of our goals are moving forward. One of our goals is going to be rewritten to reflect more of the direction it's going. So that would mean we would have four goals. And I only have a recommendation of one goal. I don't know if anybody else has been thinking about goals, but my recommendation is that all members of the 60-plus advisory committee actually be members of the 60-plus center. I just feel like that's important. If we're speaking for the people that are going over there using the building and participating in activities, we need to have some vested interest in it. So how does everybody else feel about that goal?
Well, there may be times when people under 60 are appropriate for a committee. So I don't know that, I think it certainly should be encouraged, but for example, at one
point, yes.
You know, we've looked into the idea of looking at, you know, connecting different age groups, mm-hmm. trying to find more diversity there. And there may come a time when somebody is really appropriate for a committee who's 20, you know, and I think people should certainly familiarize themselves with it. But
you know, that's a good point. I totally forgot about that because I only joined just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I am actually not 60 yet, and I was still allowed to join because I was on the committee.
That's a good, yeah, so maybe.
Okay, all right. Well, then if that sounds semi-acceptable, I'll write that out and I'll send that to you, so you'll have that.
The only thing I'll have to check on how we word it.
Okay.
Don't know if it kind of sounds like it's a requirement to be on the committee, not a goal. I don't know. It's weird. I just want to make sure.
How about encourage?
Yeah, something like that. That's, you know,
have an active word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay. The only thing. I don't want it to seem like it's like leverage to force somebody.
Right.
If that makes sense.
It makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will work on that. I don't know if I'll do it today. The surgery I had was on my finger, and I went to the doctor today, and it just hurts like a son of a gun since he took the bandage off. So I don't know if I'm going to type that to you today or not.
Take your time.
Because it looks like I'm
we've got
bleeding.
A lot of work already.
Yeah, I know, but we got to get it ready for next.
Next month.
No, mm-hmm. For the next meeting. Okay.
And I hadn't come up with wording, but I would like to see us reopen one of the goals we had in the past, which was to encourage more volunteers and more participation from people, older adults in the community. You know, I think especially now going into the next year, we're going to need to look for some new ways to, get people, both instructors, volunteers, mm-hmm. and the general community to feel comfortable and re-welcomed. And so I think we'll have to, I think that 60 plus is going to have to make some steps in that direction rather than just opening the doors.
Oh, I agree. Do you have some idea for the wording?
No, but I will by the end of the day.
Okay. Heck, that sounds great to me, Bryn. That sounds great.
As soon as I can plug myself in, I'll start wording it.
Okay. That sounds great. Okay.
Angela, what do you think? Does that sound like something that makes sense? Or?
Yeah. Yes. I do.
Excellent.
Am I talking? I can't tell.
You are.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I think that's a great idea. Not, my brain is working now, Bryn. I truly think we're going to have to think of different ways to do the same thing.
Yep.
Because whatever our new normal is, it's not going to, in a lot of ways, resemble the old normal. So I think that's a great new goal to bring forward. So that means we will have 6 goals. Good. That sounds great. Pat, did you have any suggestions for goals or any comments about any of the other things we've talked about?
No, I don't at this time.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay, I can't believe we're having a real meeting. It's so very exciting. Okay, next item on
this
the...
PM.
What? Yes,
can I pop in? I'm so sorry. I really tried to be here as much as I could, but I have to go to another Zoom that started at 3:30. But I wanted to be here as much as possible to hear just how things are going with the goal development. And I'm really sorry. I wanted to try to make the rearranged meeting. It's just my day was too sandwiched.
That's okay. Thank you, Sam. It's always good to have you with us.
And I will see you for the next meeting, the end of November.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Farewell.
Thanks, Sam.
Okay. The next item is the 22-23 committee chairperson and co-chairperson. We do have enough people to vote on this today. I don't know if you would rather move it. I'm comfortable with who is here to vote, but Mike, do you have any suggestions? I don't think Patty's going to want to be either the first year she's here.
Well, isn't it the odd man out? Like, Stu just gets all the responsibility because he's not here.
No, not quite. I will. Well, Anne, would you be willing to serve again? I think you've been a wonderful chair.
I would, yes.
I would like to nominate you as the incoming chair of this committee. Thank you. We'll need a second for that.
Second.
I'll second.
Pat beat you to it, Angela.
Okay.
Okay, and let me see, since we have a motion.
Well, you have to vote for yourself if we have a...
Yes.
All in favor.
So all in favor of Anne being the chairperson for the 22-23 year, raise your hand. Okay, we got all our hands up. Mike's even waving over here.
I don't vote.
I know. Okay. And now we need a chairperson in case I am not able to come to a meeting. Is anyone interested or available to do?
I would be available to, as long as I have no responsibilities, as long as you're showing up.
If I'm not here, you'll run the meeting?
Yes, but as long as you're here and I just get to be on the... Yes, I'd be happy to support all your chair work. You've been doing it a long time.
Okay, then I will move that Bryn be nominated and then elected as the co-chairperson for the 22-23 year of the 60-plus advisory committee. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Hey, Angela, second that. All those in favor, raise your hand. Okay, there we go. We have it. Whenever I'm gone, I would always let you know.
I know.
Okay.
That's the only reason I decided I could do it.
I think this last year I was only gone once, and I just had an emotional meltdown. And
so the next item on the agenda is Ann is going to say that she needs to go on a 6-month vacation starting in June. Yeah.
No. He's been drinking wacky coffee.
Sorry.
Real wacky coffee. Okay, so we already had Patty Oliver with us, and that went really well. So now we're going to talk about the December 21 meeting. I think that we will be able to, if we stay in communication via email, get these goals written up, and then Mike needs to have them submitted by 12:15, which is just crazy that we have to do it so early. And if we can do that, then I feel like it would be okay to not have a meeting, even though I'm not going anywhere and I will be available. I know other people do a lot of traveling for the holidays, so I'm fine skipping the meeting if we can get our work done and on our meeting in 12, 13 days, we can get our goals finished up. because our meeting would be December 27th. Well, actually, that wouldn't work because we would have to meet again before December 15th, wouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crud balls.
We can get the goals in.
We should be able to get the goals done at on the 22nd or yeah. whatever that date is for our next
I'm
meeting.
I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
I think we're in good shape.
We'll have a good draft goals, and we can, if there's any little edits, we can do a shared screen, and yeah. I can make the
okay.
changes right there and be good to go.
I have confidence in us.
Angela, you're nodding. You're agreeing?
I am agreeing.
Pat, what do you feel about that?
That is fine with me.
Okay. So then at this point in time, we will not have a December meeting. So we will meet in 13 days, and then we would not meet again until 2022. And I did not bring my January calendar. So I do not know.
I did, but I don't have a battery. Oh, wait, I have a phone.
Oh, you're a good kid. So our January meeting would be the 24th. Yes, January 24th. Thanks, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
January 24th. Oops. Yeah. Angela, will we be here January 24th?
We will.
Okay.
Let me look. Hold on. I think we will. Yes.
Okay.
We leave 2 days after.
Great. Thanks.
Sounds like somebody's going on a vacation.
Oh.
Okay. Do you have any public comments that have been brought forward to you, Mike?
I do not.
Okay.
I do have something to add.
Yes.
I go to a salon in South Beach called Maya Salon.
Uh-huh.
And the woman that does my nails and my feet is named Gloria. And Gloria has offered to volunteer at the 60 Plus Center like once a month to come in and do people's feet.
Oh my gosh.
If that's an option. She has encountered a lot of older population that can't really bend over and care for their feet, and she wants to be able to help people to get, you know, proper care. And
okay, so I have a question. Is
yes.
this just a manicure?
It's not really
a manicure.
It's more feet care. I mean, it is taking care of people, trimming the nails, you know, cleaning the feet. So it's a manicure without the nail polish.
So she's got a license to do that, right?
She does, yes.
Okay, because that's where we can get into a real problem if we're just providing feet care, especially when I think about how we used to have somebody come in for diabetics and do their foot care.
Yes.
So my understanding
yes.
is she just has to fill out the application and then go through that lengthy process. And then once that is approved, then she would work with Judy to make the arrangements. And I think that would be
okay.
so helpful.
Oh, that's great.
So helpful. My husband was just diagnosed as diabetic, and so now his wife is on him constantly about stuff. And so he's eating better because he says he wants to hang around. So I don't know if that's good or bad,
yeah.
but that's what it is. Okay.
Well,
I will talk
to her and then have her complete the application. And if there's somebody that you would like me to have her get in contact with, just let me know. But I'll at least have her start the application process.
I think that would be wonderful. And you said she'd do it for free. You know, to go.
I think that yeah.
to go to the doctor
volunteer,
and do that.
So.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
It is really expensive. Excellent. Well, thank you for bringing that forward.
Yeah, Angela, just get Judy's information and share it with her.
Okay.
And Judy can get her all the program activity details, you know, times, days, all that stuff. That'll be something that is in the Judy realm or the new supervisor realm. So depending on how comes online.
And I have very little to do with it, so we need to thank Gloria for, you know,
That's
I was
awesome.
Just talking about volunteering there, and she said that she was interested in volunteering in her community, and
wow.
so I'm just
I'm just the middle person here.
Well, that's how we grow. That's how we grow and have more opportunities is being middle people. Okay, okay. We're all ladies except for Mike. Sorry, you're not one of the lady group.
I grew up in a family full of ladies. So
okay,
no,
there you go. So if we don't have any other business to bring before the group, we have our tasks, Bryn, Angela, and I, of getting notes and thoughts to Mike within the next few days, and we will see each other then on the 22nd. Stay safe. And I'm going to close this meeting of the 60 Plus Advisory Committee at 3:50. Stay safe, yeah, everyone. Right. Thank you. Yes.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Mike, is the button on the bottom of this the off button? On the mic?
Yeah, it just needs to be switched over.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, no worries. I probably won't even get to updating it until Monday.
If it'll even be Monday, I don't
know. Thank you,
Pat. But I was so worried about it.
I know. I talked to her a couple days ago, and she swore she would be here.